5 million of us live in council houses, with a reputation for being uniform, drab, and unappealing. They often don't get a good rep. But some people are refusing to be defined by their state-owned homes. Behind closed doors, they're going to extraordinary lengths to break the mould and make a mark on the place they live in. Some British council tenants are transforming high-rise flats and concrete blocks into fantasy worlds, private retreats, and public displays. Welcome to Britain's weirdest council houses. 40 years ago, more than a third of us lived in council houses. Now it's less than 10%. In the 1980s, the government gave tenants the right to buy their homes, and 2.5 million were sold off.